Blog Talk Radio.
Right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good Sunday afternoon. Hope everyone's having an awesome day. Want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. It inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their craft, especially you, my independent artist. And again, I'm looking for my independent artist to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com. So I can get your music on the rotation. Today I am going to have a Sunday music mix, so just sit back, enjoy the jam. Some of you old school folks know what I'm talking about. Got a lot of jams coming up for you. Also today, got an interview from my Cajun boys, the James Brothers. So definitely check them out. They're going to tell you a little bit about themselves, the inspiration with their behind their music, where they were born and raised, and a lot of more other stuff. So stay tuned. Gonna drop a blast from the past mix, and when I come back, gonna have the James Brothers in the studio. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right, we got a blast from the past.
Death with the record, death with the record. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
It's an invitation to my gangster nation.
Towers barking like this, walking like this from the concrete, but ain't talking like this. In videos, in a trick pose, in a throwback, holding the gat, ain't gon' bust and know that. It's a dub FC thing, dub C brain, and we don't kick it with busters and khaki G strain. I'm done moving, I'm clearing the crowd. It's that who banging bandana, criminal now, the original.
Evacuate the building, look, here come a plane. No, it's the big bad West Side Connect gang, and bump what you claim, homie. This who bang with enough game to drive a square broad insane. Then we number one gunners, no, we ain't stunners. It's real with us partners, dealers, and jug runners. And Mac B, the D-boy, and the H2 Hummer. Looking hotter than a South Central L.A. summer. Let's go.
Boy, you are
right
going to prison, man.
These girls out here about to bust. These fools out here afraid to bust. I have no fear, afraid of what. And with my peers, I'm coming up. Ooh.
Here we go. Here we go. A day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the A, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't really care, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in the grip. Player Hammond's in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky dope rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMD is in the chair of your rhymes in this notebook. Or should I take those sacks because we don't bust whack? I pick up the phone and it's the G. So I'm about to rest a tub, but my water's still hot, and now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating, they quick and joke. You'll mess with me in seconds, see that they get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the duck and stick a Freakman in a chatty. The freaky's in the L, doggy shabby's in the L, going. Everybody's sipping on a quote.
Here we go.
DJ's came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the three that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might...
Bring it to the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Too low death, nigga, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that's paid, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't.
Off the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers for some, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. Looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head. I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate's dog is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them buses down, I let Mike explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your side. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice with your left.
We'll be right back.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with two Cajun brothers, y'all. Check it out, ladies. Two Cajun brothers straight out of Louisiana. They coming for you. They got some new jams out. The jam I'm listening to right now is called Oh Yeah. I'm rolling with today. I'm rolling with Smoke and Harold James. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Huh?
So thanks for having us on.
I know. Thank you. I like this little jam. I'm gonna have to be putting this on my ringtone.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask y'all fellas, how did y'all get into the music industry? What was y'all's inspiration?
Well, basically music has always been a part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of having family members that could sing or in the church or just enjoying music itself as children. So, you know, being that we had talent and that we were smart, you know, we said, hey, we love rap. You know, we always had the vision of being together as cousins and being a duo and saying, you know what, we into this music. And that's from my perspective, y'all. This is Harold James talking to y'all, one half of the James brothers. You know, so, you know, y'all going to hear different perspectives today, but that's from my perspective. That's what embodied us to do music and be serious with each other about our craft and our God-given gift.
Okay.
And then once we took that serious, we got serious about the business because we was intrigued by how the business works, and that's Harold James. I'm going to pass it over to Smoke for y'all.
All right, Smoke. Come on, Smoke. What you got?
Yeah, this Smoke of the James Brothers. I would say that my introduction to music was basically, a feeling, you know what I mean? Like, coming up, everything wasn't, you know, you didn't always have happy feelings, but you always had happy feelings with different music that you listened to. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could always find, you know, pleasure in music. So, you know, of course you want to stick with what makes you happy. So,
right.
All the happiness I got out of music, you know, it I really studied it and, you know, just got to see what I could do with the music and come to find out I was pretty damn good with it, if I must say. So,
okay.
Me and my kinfolk, we always would just be at it, you know what I'm saying, on whatever kind of music it was, you know, R&B, hip-hop, whatever.
Okay.
Music, it didn't matter, you know what I'm saying? We just had an ear for it and, you know, it's just what I would just say it just came from the heart.
Okay. What kind of music did y'all listen to growing up?
Wow.
I listen to Patrice Rushen. I listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I listen to, just everything. I mean, I never discriminated on music.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
like I say, it just had to have some kind of feeling.
Okay.
It had to have something real about it. So whether it was, you know, pop, R&B, or, you know, I listen to some Rick James, you know, I listen to everything. So,
okay.
You know, it
was all types of genres. We listened to all types of genres, you know, growing up. You know, because our parents, our uncles, and our aunts, you know, I can remember, like Smoke say, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers,
mm-hmm.
hearing these different things. And these are songs and albums that have been passed on through generations. So, mm-hmm. you know, the music that we came up listening to and that we still listen to, a lot of it was timeless, you know, in terms of what our parents and our aunts and uncles was introducing to us. You know, even on the pop side, like Smoke say, you know, a lot of Duran Duran. I remember one of my aunts going crazy for that. I'm like, what is this, man? I was a child, like, what is this we're listening to? But it had a feel to it.
Right.
Madonna,
right.
Certain songs she had, it had a feel to it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So if good music is good music, it relates no matter where you go in the world.
That's true.
If you got good, you can feel it.
Okay, well, on that note, let me ask both of y'all, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Wow. Well, hip-hop is a way of life for, you know, I mean, it's an expression for me. Basically, you know, and this is Smoke speaking.
Right.
I would say it's a way of expressing yourself, and I mean, that's it's fully that for me. Like, I really... I'm not an expressive person just talking to people, but through my music I can let you know everything about how I feel, what I believe in, mm-hmm. and everything. So I would say basically it's expression. It's something I can't live without. I definitely need to express myself, and it's an outlet for me. It's a good outlet. So
okay.
I would say it's definitely at the top part in my life after God and family.
Okay, I like that.
Right. And, what does hip-hop mean to me? It's like, you know, people, that's life. Like, even when my paper was thin, I still had MC Light. You feel me?
That's right.
That's right.
That's my era. That's my era, yeah.
It's a way of life, like Smoke said. It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's music, clothes, art, dance, visual, social. Now, it's social media. It embodies a culture of people that do more than just music, that do more than just make beats, that do more than just manage. And it feeds so many people. People don't really realize what hip-hop really has done
right. For
the world in terms of economically, if we're going to speak on that level. So for us, it's done a lot. It enabled us to express ourselves when we didn't want to talk to you. Or say, well, I feel like having a conversation. Now I'm gonna put this thought or this emotion or this feeling or this way of thinking into my songs. You know what I'm saying? Or into the songs that we do. So that's what hip hop is to me.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I like that, fellas. Well, let me ask you, if y'all could collaborate with any artist, I mean, upcoming now or artists that's already out there, who would y'all collaborate with?
I mean, I'm gonna answer this question as honest as I can. Tupac would have been the person I would have liked to collaborate with.
Okay.
I know he's not here, he's gone, rest in peace. But that would have been the person I would have liked to collaborate with.
Okay.
Well, I agree with him on that. I mean, so but to answer your question, of those that's living, because it's a lot of dead rappers I would collaborate with. You know, no disrespect, but for the most part, that's the ones that I'd be looking for. Yeah.
You know, a lot of
For the most part, I would say DMX, Beanie Siegel, T.I. for sure.
Okay.
Those are, of course, Scarface. I can't go without a collab.
Yeah, Scarface. Yeah. Yeah. I had to give a few. I definitely would say Kool G Rap.
Okay.
And Tretch, if any.
Okay.
Straight up.
Okay.
Yeah. JT Money, I cut for JT Money. I cut for JT Money like a motherfucker. T.I., of course.
Okay.
And Big Mike,
Let me ask you, by y'all being in Louisiana, have y'all ever reached out to Lil Bootsy, or he's like really untouchable, or he just maybe somebody that's somebody you wouldn't really want to collaborate with right now?
We're on a mission, honestly, to show the listeners and the people that support us that good music still survives.
Okay.
But when it comes to collaborations, we don't really go searching for cats because we understand how the industry works.
Right.
If you're not in their circles or you don't know them personally or somebody that can get you in contact with them.
Right.
It's kind of a situation where it's like, it would be nice. I love Lil Boosie. I ain't gonna lie, he's from Louisiana.
Yeah,
he put on for the state. We love Boosie, but but us making that happen right now, we don't know nobody in the circle.
Okay.
Only one that could get to a circle. So now we wouldn't do that. And we're on a mission to really establish our sound.
Okay.
Without having to piggyback off all the majors.
I got you.
We don't want to come in the game and our first album, you hear all the major rappers on it that's hot.
Right. Okay. I see. I got you. You got your own flavor. You got your own sound. I got you.
The album sounded like a compilation, and people respecting your album because of your feature.
I'm not
trying to be in someone's shadow on my album.
I got you.
So
well,
that makes sense for me. So, on Boosie, though, you know, I would love to do a collab with him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that's going to happen because we're from Louisiana, so,
right.
You know, with great minds going to come together, so it's just a matter of time, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, you know, okay, well, that leads into the next question I was going to ask you. So, what individual that's trying to get out there, like these young OGs, you know, they look up to y'all, and like you said, the music industry is a tough industry and it's hard to get in. What words of wisdom would you share for the upcoming artists that's really, really trying to get into the music game, besides them just really knowing this is their passion?
I'd say for the upcoming artists, hello?
I'm there.
I have a message, and I just don't believe that, you know, your message should be tainted by, you know, the thoughts of other people. Or, you know, you have to know yourself for your message to come out clearly.
Right.
So be true to yourself, you know what I'm saying, and set your own guidelines, and, you know, and of course, you know, stay played up. You know, and have some kind of morals and dignity about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those things are very important. I don't see how you can lose with, you know, with those things as far as.
Okay.
Right. Right. That's real talk, Smoke.
All
right. So that's real talk. Yeah, and I feel like to the up and coming artists, you know the business and have your own vision, because you can easily be duped and coerced into living somebody else's dream, and you don't see that coming, and next thing you know, you done found some paperwork, you locked into somebody else's dream, they're making you who they want you to be, not who you want to be. So you need to learn the business and take the business of yourself serious.
Okay.
Brand yourself. And once you brand yourself, make sure you keep your reports tight, keep your business connects good, and treat others how you want to be treated, and, you know, that's how you're going to build your network.
I like that.
Right.
I like that. So what y'all working on? What projects are y'all working on? Y'all in the studio? Y'all opening any shows? What y'all doing?
Ain't a lot. Go ahead, Smokey. Tell us something, man.
Yeah, tell us.
We're working on a couple of EPs, a few singles with, you know, a few collabos with a few people. And,
okay.
We have an EP out that we put out called Cock and Shoot. And we have an upcoming EP, Street Etiquette, as well as Scars and the Prophet. So we have a lot of work coming at them. You know, it's just like not sure of the order in which they're going to come out, but we stay working and doing shows and whatnot. So, yeah, you know, really, we're taking on as much as possible to keep us full, you know, keep our times occupied, folks.
Okay.
So stay in the studio, stay working.
Yeah, we were just, just, you know, piggyback off of Smoke saying, we was just in New York, or Atlanta. We was just in Atlanta first for the A3C Festival.
Okay.
So every year for that, promote, market, go out there, connect, do what we need to do, you know, getting our feet planted, trying to get solid, a foundation out there in that Atlanta market.
Okay.
And then from Atlanta, we went to New York for breast cancer awareness. We did our thing at Stage 48 in Hell's Kitchen for the Oktoberfest for Susan Coleman, you know, for breast cancer women. So,
all right.
First part, like Snow said, we stay busy and we stay in the studio. Oh yeah, the single that you have right there, that single is promoting the James Brothers, getting us out there, you know, letting people know that hey, we're here. Real lyricism is here. But at the same time, we still can have a good time. Some people think because you're lyrical, you have to be so serious all the time. And we're quite serious. But the beat, the melody, the tones, the cadence of what we're doing, we're having a good time. We're having a good time with our skills. That's the best way I can put it. So we got a lot coming up. Three EPs about to come out. Like Smoke said, we don't know the order. Right now, if you want to catches.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with two Cajun brothers, y'all. Check it out, ladies. Two Cajun brothers, straight out of Louisiana. They coming for you. They got some new jams out. The jam I'm listening to right now is called Oh Yeah. I'm rolling with today. I'm rolling with Smoke and Harold James. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Nothing.
What's going on? Thanks for having us.
Huh?
So thanks for having us on.
I know. Thank you. I like this little jam. I'm about to be putting this on my ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask y'all, fellas, how did y'all get into the music industry? What was y'all's inspiration?
Well, basically, music has always been a part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of having family members that could sing or in the church or just enjoying music itself as children. So, you know, being that we had talent, that we were smart, you know, we said, hey, we love rap. You know, we always had the vision of being together as cousins and being a duo and saying, you know what, we into this music. And that's from my perspective, y'all. This is Harold James talking to y'all, one half of the James Brothers. You know, so, you know, y'all going to hear different perspectives today, but that's from my perspective. That's what embodied us to do music and be serious with each other about our craft and our God-given gift.
Okay.
And then once we took that serious, we got serious about the business because we was intrigued by how the business works. And that's Harold James. I'm going to pass it over to Smoke for y'all.
All right, Smoke. Come on, Smoke. What you got?
Yeah, this Smoke of the James Brothers. I would say that my introduction to music was basically, you know, a feeling. You know what I mean? Like, coming up, everything wasn't, you know, you didn't always have happy feelings, but you always had happy feelings with different music that you listened to. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could always find, you know, pleasure in music. So, you know, of course you want to stick with what makes you happy. So
right.
all the happiness I got out of music, you know, it, I really studied it and, you know, just got to see what I could do with the music and come to find out I was pretty damn good with it, if I must say. So,
okay.
me and my kinfolk, we always would just be at it, you know what I'm saying, on whatever kind of music it was, you know, R&B, hip hop, whatever.
Okay.
Music, it didn't matter, you know what I'm saying? We just had an ear for it, and, you know, it's just what I would just say, it just came from the heart.
Okay. What kind of music did y'all listen to growing up?
Wow.
I mean, the Patrice Rushen, I listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire. I listened to, just everything. I mean, I never discriminated on music.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
like
okay.
I say, it just had to have some kind of feeling.
Okay.
It had to have something real about it. So, whether it was, you know, pop R&B, or, you know, I listened to some Rick James, you know, I listened to everything. So,
okay.
Hey, you know, it was
all types of genres. We listened to all types of genres, you know, growing up. You know, because our parents, our uncles, and our aunts, you know, I can remember, like Smoke say, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers,
mm-hmm.
hearing these different things. And these are songs and albums that have been passed on through generations. So, mm-hmm. you know, the music that we came up listening to and that we still listen to, a lot of it was timeless, you know, in terms of what our parents and our aunts and uncles was introducing to us. You know, even on the pop side, like Smoke say, you know, a lot of Duran Duran. I remember my aunt, one of my aunts going crazy for that. I'm like, what is this, man? I was a child, like, what is this we're listening to? But it had a feel to it.
Right.
Madonna,
right.
certain songs she had, it had a feel to it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So if good music is good music, it relates no matter where you go in the world.
That's true.
If you got good, you can feel it.
Okay, well, on that note, let me ask both of y'all, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Wow. Hip-hop is a way of life for, you know, I mean, it's an expression for me. Basically, you know, and this is Smoke speaking.
Right.
I would say it's a way of expressing yourself, and I mean, that's it's fully that for me. Like, I really... I'm not an expressive person just talking to people, but through my music, I can let you know everything about how I feel, what I believe in,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So I would say, basically, it's expression. It's I mean, it's something I can't live without. I definitely need to express myself, and it's an outlet for me. It's a good outlet. So
okay.
I would say it's definitely at the top part in my life after God and family.
Okay, I like that.
Right, right. And, what does hip-hop mean to me? It's like, you know, people, that's life. Like, even when my paper was thin, I still had MC Life. You feel me?
That's right.
Right.
That's my era. That's my era, yeah.
It's a way of life, like Smoke said. It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's music, clothes, art, dance, visual, social. Now, you know, it's social media. It embodies a culture of people that do more than just music, that do more than just make beats, that do more than just manage. And it feeds so many people. People don't really realize what hip-hop really has done
right.
for the world in terms of economically, if we're going to speak on that level. So for us, it's done a lot. It enabled us to express ourselves when we didn't want to talk to you. Or say, well, I feel like having a conversation. Now, I'm gonna put this thought or this emotion or this feeling or this way of thinking into my songs. You know what I'm saying? Or into the songs that we do. So that's what hip hop is to me.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I like that, fellas. Well, let me ask you, if y'all could collaborate with any artist, I mean, upcoming now or artists that's already out there, who would y'all collaborate with?
I mean, I'm gonna answer this question as honest as I can. Tupac would have been the person I would have liked to collaborate with.
Okay.
I know he's not here and he's gone, rest in peace. But that would have been the person I would have liked to collaborate with.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree with him on that. I mean, so but to answer your question, of those that's living, because it's a lot of dead rappers I would collaborate with. You know, no disrespect, but for the most part, that's the ones that I'd be looking for. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the
most part, I would say DMX, Beanie Siegel, T.I. for sure.
Okay.
Those are, you know, of course, Scarface. I can't go without a collab.
Yeah,
Scarface.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to give a few. I definitely would say Kool G Rap.
Okay.
And Tretch, you know what I'm saying, and Vinny.
Okay.
Straight up.
Okay.
Yeah. JT Money, you know what I'm saying? I cut for JT Money. Like, yeah, I cut for JT Money like a motherfucker. T.I., of course, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And Big Mike, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you, by y'all being in Louisiana, have y'all ever reached out to Lil Bootsy, or he's like really untouchable, or he just maybe somebody that's, you know, somebody you wouldn't really want to collaborate with right now?
We're on a mission, honestly, to show the listeners and the people that support us that good music still survives.
Okay.
But when it comes to collaborations, we don't really go searching for cats because we understand how the industry works.
Right.
If you're not in their circles or you don't know them personally or somebody that can get you in contact with them.
Right.
It's kind of a situation where it's like, you know, it would be nice. You know, I love Lil Boosie. I ain't gonna lie, he's from Louisiana.
Yeah.
He put on for the state. We love Boosie, but. But us making that happen right now, we don't know nobody in the circle.
Okay.
Only one that could get to a circle. So now we wouldn't do that. And we're on a mission to really establish our sound.
Okay.
Without having to piggyback off all the majors.
I got you.
We don't want to come in the game and our first album, you hear all the major rappers on it that's hot.
Right. Okay. I see. I got you. You got your own flavor. You got your own style. I got you.
The album sounded like a compilation and, you know, people respecting your album because of your feature.
I'm not
trying to be in someone's shadow on my album.
I got you.
So I mean, on Boosie, though, you know, I would love to do a collab with him, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that's going to happen because we're from Louisiana, so
right.
you know, with great minds don't come together, so it's just a matter of time, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, you know, okay, well, that leads into the next question I was going to ask you. So what for what individual that's trying to get out there, like these young OGs, you know, they look up to y'all, and like you said, the music industry is a tough industry, and it's hard to get in. What words of wisdom would you share for the upcoming artists that's really, really trying to get into the music game, besides them just really knowing this is their passion?
I'd say for the upcoming artists, hello?
I'm there.
I have a message, and I just don't believe that, you know, your message should be tainted by, you know, the thoughts of other people. Or, you know, you have to know yourself for your message to come out clearly.
Right.
So be true to yourself, you know what I'm saying, and set your own guidelines, and, you know, and of course, you know, stay played up. You know, and have some kind of morals and dignity about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those things are very important. I don't see how you can lose with, you know, with those things as far as.
Okay.
Right. That's real talk, Smoke.
All
right. So that's real talk. Yeah, and I feel like to the up and coming artists, you know the business and have your own vision, because you can easily be duped and coerced into living somebody else's dream, and you don't see that coming, and next thing you know, you done found some paperwork, you locked into somebody else's dream, they're making you who they want you to be, not who you want to be. So you need to learn the business and take the business of yourself serious.
Okay.
Brand yourself, and once you brand yourself, make sure you keep your reports tight, keep your business connects good, and treat others how you want to be treated, and you know, that's how you're going to build your network.
I like that.
Right.
I like that. So what y'all working on? What projects are y'all working on? Y'all in the studio? Y'all opening any shows? What y'all doing?
Ain't a lot. Go ahead, Smokey. Tell us something, man.
Yeah, tell us.
We're working on a couple of EPs, a few singles with, you know, a few collabos with a few people. And
okay.
We have an EP out that we put out called Cock and Shoot. And we have an upcoming EP, Street Etiquette, as well as Scars and the Prophet. So we have a lot of work coming at them. You know, it's just like not sure of the order in which they're going to come out. But we stay working and doing shows and whatnot. So, you know, really, we're taking on as much as possible to keep us full, you know, keep our times occupied, folks.
Okay.
Stay in the studio, stay work.
Yeah, we were just just you know, piggyback off of Smoke saying, we was just in New York or Atlanta. We was just in Atlanta first for the ATC Festival.
Okay.
So every year for that, promote, market, go out there, connect, do what we need to do. You know, getting our feet planted, trying to get solid a foundation out there in that Atlanta market.
Okay.
And then from Atlanta, we went to New York. For breast cancer awareness, we did our thing at Stage 48 in Hell's Kitchen for the Oktoberfest for Susan Coleman, you know, for breast cancer awareness. So,
all right. First
part, like Snow said, we stay busy and we stay in the studio. Oh yeah, the single that you have right there, that single is promoting the James Brothers, getting us out there, you know, letting people know that hey, we're here. Real lyricism is here. But at the same time, we still can have a good time. Some people think because you're lyrical, you have to be so serious all the time. And we're quite serious. But the beat, the melody, the tones, the cadence of what we're doing, we're having a good time. We're having a good time with our skills. That's the best way I can put it. So we got a lot coming up. 3 EPs about to come out. Like Smoke said, we don't know the order. Right now, if you want to catch us, you can go to that Piff and check out that Cock and Shoot Parish.
Okay.
And right, because we're from Cock and Shoot Parish. And just to give you the description behind the EP that you can go get now for free is we're from Louisiana, and we don't have county. We have parishes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 64 parishes in Louisiana. And the parish that our city is in, Lake Charles, It's called Cockashoot Parish.
Okay.
So we came with an EP called Cockashoot Parish.
Okay.
Represent the struggles and the different lifestyles and the mentality that some of our peers and the younger cats, the shorties, are going through, and even the OGs as well. And it kind of gives you a glimpse into what life is in Lake Charles and what it's about and what the James Brothers is about and how we make it through Cock and Shoot Parish. So we really added another parish to Louisiana, so 65 now instead of 64.
I love y'all. Y'all got it going. Oh, so y'all tell me a little bit about this book, these books that's coming out for 2015 so we can be looking for them and know where to buy them and all this kind of stuff.
Well, you know, I'm a writer. Like I said, I like to write. I have two books out, one called Dark Clouds and Sunsets, and it's basically talking about, you know, the struggles that you go through and the feeling of making it through them struggles, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just the process of what it takes to be strong through all the things we go through every day in life, and it's a book that's strictly from the heart, you know what I mean, and from experience and from visions that I've seen in my life. So, you know, it's just an inspirational book, you know, just for a person to understand that, you know, you're not the only one going through it, you know. So I wrote that book, that's Dark Clouds and Sunset. I also have another book that I wrote during a little vacation I had to take for a while.
Okay.
The name of that book is called Mind Below Zero, Correction of Negative Behavior.
Okay.
And basically, I would say that that book is basically just, that's inspired by a lot of time with the Lord. So I can't just speak on like I've done that. I mean, it's the Lord done that book. It basically was a cry from my heart that hoping that the Lord would rehabilitate me as well as rehabilitate, you know, my peers, you know, those that's addicted to crimes, not the addicts of the crimes, but the offenders. Like, you know, you try to rehabilitate a person that smokes drugs, but you won't rehabilitate the person that sells drugs. It's like there's no class for that.
Okay.
The person that will pick up a pistol and rob you, you'll rehabilitate the victim because, you know, like she's traumatized, he or she's traumatized by having a pistol in their face or whatever. So, you know, you'll get done right, but you will not rehabilitate the person that pulled that pistol.
Mm-hmm.
So I just believe that it needed to be addressed on, you know, the fact that we have an addiction too. And I say we because, you know, I've been through it as well, but we all have addictions and, you know, you got to correct your negative behavior for you to get to better days.
Okay, all right. So when can we actually look for this book? Or when will you drop it?
Well, both of these books are finished, but I'm in the process of getting them published.
Okay.
And working with different people on that issue. You know, I have
okay.
to make sure that's in the right order. So
right.
That's definitely not nothing I want to rush.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
So that's definitely something I'll be working on in these next 6 months or so, you know, waiting for the best quotes and the best, you know, directions from, you know, my associates or whatnot. So
okay.
But I would definitely keep you updated on it.
That's right, because I'm going to put it on the website. I'm going to tweet it so we can definitely support you. All right, fellas, I got one more thing for y'all, and I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to play a game
okay.
with you. I'm throwing this on you at the last minute. I'm going to name a few artists, and I just want y'all to just describe them in one word. Just one word. I don't care how y'all blurt it out or whatever. So I'm going to call about six artists. Tupac.
Okay, Do we say our names? Do we say our answers?
So
you want to say yours first, and I say mine? How you want to do this?
That's however y'all
want to
do
it. We're going to do this. You catch the first one. I catch everyone. I catch the even number one.
Okay. First one, Tupac.
The Realest.
Busta Rhymes.
True.
What about Biggie?
Dope.
What about, I had one on the tip of my tongue, Pharrell.
Oh, genius.
Gotta throw out Kanye.
Off the chain.
Definitely. Waka Flocka.
Oh, crap.
I'm gonna go old school. Curtis Blow.
These are the great.
Oh, and the last one I'm gonna go with my NWA.
Oh wow, inspirational.
Okay, I like that. All right. Y'all wanna say anything else?
Good artist you brought up. Yeah, that was good artist. That was real good artist you brought up. You brought up on the right one.
All right, fellas, I'm going to definitely drop y'all song, Oh Yeah. So, again, thank y'all for taking the time to interview with me today.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Not a problem. We appreciate the support.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my James Brothers. That was Smoke and Harold James. Hey, they got a lot of projects going on. You heard he has books out. They're getting ready to be released in a couple of months, 6 months or so. And we're going to listen to The Jam, Oh Yeah. And definitely they got another joint coming out, Cock and Shoot. So let's support them. Y'all tweet them. Let's Facebook them. Hey, watch out for them, y'all. They're coming for you.
Respect my name. If it ain't about dollars, she was hotter than the collar, I was hotter than the bottle, so we jumped in the sauna with pina colada. Let word on the heat up, keep it wetter than a sea yada. My vanity, I smoke, print that first flower. Wardrobe, killing it like Michael Myers. Got a cheap nine, need a box. I supply you by car, bus, plane, train, bike, I'm a rocker. Fly at the hang time. Country, Kenny Rogers, saw the beef, then I put it on the slider. On the road, low car, look like a spike. She willing with me, boys got a rival. Sit back, I'm reclining. Kabachi ain't apple cider, I go hard, it's really make a goal up. New rapper like Tic Tac. She wants the sausage, so I hit her with the heel. Oh, yeah. No whole war. You niggas small money, that's bingo card. Yeah. Tell out to check this, I'm Phyllis Bernard. My jeans are broad, and she missing the bra. My sis glove filled with caviar. No fish egg, that's free bark. Going broke, can't play that part. Need money fast like Dale Earnhardt. So, you hook some money long, and you sit on the throne. Everybody let me hear you say, oh, yeah. I got a bad chick, you got one, two. Look in the face, let me hear you say, oh, yeah. You never drop it from shine if you got it on your mind. Everybody let me hear you say,
y'all enjoyed my James Brothers. We had a little technical difficulties, but that's okay. We worked through it. We worked through it. Y'all definitely got to tweet them, Facebook them, Instagram them. Y'all, they are some cool dudes. Y'all going to see a lot of them. So definitely stay tuned with them and stay tuned with me with them. So, hey, maybe some possible collaboration. You never know. Right, I'm going to drop a couple more jams, and I'm going to end the show with my James Brothers' new jam, Turn Up, Turn On. So definitely stay tuned. You're hanging with your girl Cindy on this Sunday, on this Music Mix Sunday. So stay tuned. I'm going to drop T.I. No Mediocre. I'm going to bag it up with EPMD. You got the chill, so don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Yeah. Okay. All I want is bad chicas. I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No. Bad mama cedars. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah. Bad chicks. Stuntin' on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You stunt on a mediocre. Seven. Women with me. And none of them mediocre. From their head to their tongue. They so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air. A solid swell. I know.
never go with her, she'll do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. They come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He called me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pretty face, flat ass, and she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I passed. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she think it, I think it back. You should have asked for a beer. That's me,
I don't want no bad chicas. I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No. Bad mama Cedars. Ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You bad chicas. Fighting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You fight on a mediocre.
Okay.
Women with me. And none of mediocre. From their heads to their toes. They don't want from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy. Iggy gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva. But I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, part of me. But I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick. Stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
While the MC rap, but if you tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1, 2, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy when you're rhyming in a void, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top and the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain MCs while the double max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some show.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do it. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a 9 in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces and deal with new jacks on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Ball is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause indeed stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the G rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to share. Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift? Or try to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm bitching on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one that likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it should dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi Patrol is packing. The P and D, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBourse.
Sunday mix. I've been getting a lot of texts, a lot of tweets, inboxes from my show. So if y'all independent artists, you want me to drop your joints, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll get your joints on the rotation. All right, y'all, I'm going to end the show with James Brothers' new jam, Turn Up, Turn On. I sent out that info last week for the show. If you want to get in touch with them, they were giving away free shirts, free towels, and some samples of their music. So y'all definitely follow them. And thank y'all for rocking with me today. And I'm out of here.
Yeah. We back.
Turn up the radio, real loud, we gonna set it up right now.